Now this is a dictation for Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Hatt, H-A-T-T, August 2654, address as a letter, daughter Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear daughter Stevelton, follow up Mrs. Hatt, chronic kidney disease. Last visit, February, has received intravenous iron, prior negative EGD colonoscopy, daughter Smith, S-M-I-T-H, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, stable edema, no major dyspnea, chest pain, palpitation, syncope, has asthma but no smoking, review system negative, medication list review. I will highlight beta blockers, losartan, HCTC, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Next paragraph, blood pressure 132/74 on the left side, the lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, minimal edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.68, which is baseline, anemia, macrocytosis, abnormal white blood cell platelets, normal sodium, potassium in the low side, metabolic acidosis 20, low albumin 3.5, corrected calcium normal, GFR 33, stage 3B, prior anemia, negative stool for blood, trace of protein in the urine, 2 plus of blood in the urine, protein creatinine ratio elevated at 2.1 but non-nephrotic range, low ferritin less than 30, low saturation 17, has received intravenous iron, elevated PTH 78, no monoclonal protein. When you see both kappa, K-A-P-P-A, and lambda, L-A-M-B-D-A elevated, that represents renal failure, that's not monoclonal protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B. Monitor over time for stability, no symptoms of uremia or dialysis. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled, tolerating losartan among other blood pressure medicines. There has been iron deficiency on treatment. Monitor low potassium, metabolic acidosis. Presently, no need for bicarbonate or vitamin D125. Phosphorus needs to be part of the chemistries for potential binders. Present potassium is normal, other chemistry is normal. All issues discussed with the patient.